no doubt that Sandy Denny was a trailblazer. I mean, certainly people who are interested in acoustic music look to Sandy and think she was one of the originals.
She did so much work. She played with so many people in such little time. And then she went out on her own. It is really an amazing life for the time she had here.
Although fame really emerged with Fairport Convention and the folk rock movement, whilst that angle of her career was appreciated, what was less appreciated was her work as a songwriter, particularly on her solo albums.
The whole purpose of this gig is to show how accessible Sandy's wonderful music is. You've got all these singers from different genres, all doing a great job with Sandy's music.
Sandy wrote just beautiful, beautiful lyric poetry, really. You tell me things no one. Running alongside that with magical, ethereal, wonderful tunes and great chords.
If people take anything away from this, it's that Sandy had a great songbook, so even though Sandy's voice carries all before it, actually the songs work with other people.
Nice. Good morning, good afternoon, what have you got to say? Well, I'm waiting, but I can't stay long. It's such a lovely day. There's a time to be talking and a time when it's no use. Right now I think the things you say are liable to confuse. Opportunities unfurled. No time for the gent with a Mariner Bentley and heaven knows what else. Why, he wouldn't even stand a chance with all his oil.
I was a friend of Sandy's and I liked her songs. I didn't know them that well. because we were all busy doing our own thing.
Everything is
gone. I've learned through this how much I like a lot of our other material.
And the fretful sailors calling up their woe.
The thing about her songs which makes them timeless and makes them different is the arrangements and the harmonies that she comes up with, because they're not standard and they're kind of quite unusual, and so that makes them, they kind of grow on you the more you listen to them.
I was, yeah, hugely influenced by Fairport and adored them. Subsequently, I got interested in Sandy's solo stuff. I actually started singing in folk clubs when I was about 15. And until punk came along, then that kind of music was the music that meant most to me. I mean, I still love it now.
All upon the shore for to wonder why the sailor goes. All to close their eyes and wonder what the sea.
What I liked about her lyrics, I mean, there was an awful lot of nautical imagery. I don't know if it's possible to get through a Sandy song without a mention of a sailor or the sea or a bit of seaweed or something. And but apart from that, there are, you know, there's some really mysterious stuff in her lyrics which I particularly like.
Sailing by the North Star.
North Star, Grassman and the Ravens. It's full of that nautical stuff. It is a mysterious song. It's mysterious to me and a little tricky to sing.
They stood upon the deck as the ship went out to sea. Oh, when they took the sails and left the land a memory. All upon the shore for to wonder why the sailor goes. All to close their eyes. What the sailor knows, that is you to them, that is how they think you are. Never on the land, but gone to find the North Star. What if they should go? We always dread to think of them. I wonder if they flew one day when no one ever knew they'd gone. To circle over ships at sea, claiming yet another.
Thank you.
So Sandy was only 31 when she died, and she left behind a number of unfinished lyrical ideas, and thankfully for us, those ideas made their way into the hands of our next singer. Please, a round of applause for Thea Gilmore.
Thank you. I was contacted last year by Sandy Denny's estate and by Island Records, and they'd gathered this portfolio of unfinished Sandy songs, a load of lyrics that kind of had been found over the years, and they said to me, we want these out into the world, but they've got no music to go with them, and would you be up for writing the music to them? And I kind of thought, well, that's either the best thing I've ever asked to be done do in my life, or it's like a real poison chalice, and I'm not sure which yet, because, you know, it's a scary thing, taking on someone else's lyrics. And I opened this portfolio up, and I looked at these words, and I thought, these are amazing, beautiful lyrics. And the tunes kind of just fell out. And I thought, well, they must be meant to be out there. So I hope that wherever she is now, Sandy approves. I guess we'll never know.
Though I don't really mean to wake you from your slumber while England is asleep. And the hotel is just like yesterday. The city has no name. It just stands there in the gray haze. My room is the same.
I wish.
stage with all these musicians, it kind of feels strangely natural. I thought that I would be a bit overwhelmed, but by certain, I mean, somebody like Dave Swarbrick, my father, I cannot tell you how big a fan of Dave Swarbrick's he was, and now I'm walking around backstage and my five-year-old little boy is jamming with Dave Swarbrick, and it's just a wonderful thing.
It's brilliant being on stage with Swarb. He likes to be called Swarb. He's really funny, and he's just got a brilliant sense of humour. But when he plays, it's like, I don't know, like with Baroque music, people are always doing ornamentation, it was very much, or like jazz or something. He's just constantly improvising so that the tune is sort of hidden within the depths of what he's doing. But you kind of hear it, he just totally weaves around it, but he gets to the end eventually.
During Wild Georgia Brotherhood, the song itself is a traditional melody called Black Waterside, and the words are put on by a man called Dick Farina, Richard Farina, which I did with Sandy. And she overlaid all the tracks. I just did it with Sandy on her own.
There are fiddle players. And then there's this guy. The legend Dave Swarbrick!
When love was... gypsy, I travel the land. There are no chains about me, I am me own man. And I tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise, of the places I have been. Oh, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know that you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is hard. Oh, but it suits me well. Traveller of the seas, I am a sailor. The ocean has been good to me, she ain't no jailer. And I tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise, of the places I have sailed. Oh, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a garden or a place with windows. I'd stand up on the salty deck and watch the wind blow. And I know that you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is hard. Oh, but it suits me well. Mother was a fire eater, for she deserted us. When I was only 7, I joined the circus. And I tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise, of the places I have played. Oh, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money, no hope to get none. But I can always find a penny when there is good reason. And I know that you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is hard. Oh, but it suits me well.
Really good to be on stage with a great bunch of musicians, both those that originally played with Sandy, like Dave Swarbrick and Jerry Donahue, but also younger generation like Joan and Lavinia. It's great to have the mix.
It's not about trying to recreate something and do a lesser job of, you know, because first of all, we don't have Sandy, you know, so it's best to try to find another way of doing it that's fresh. It is amazing how it opens up when other people sing it too.
I almost burst into tears when I first heard P.P. Arnold singing the songs, simply because she's such an amazing soul singer, and every time she performs, she does something different with it, and you just think she's taking it to the final stage, and then she takes it one step further. Also to hear Maddie sing the songs is really beautiful as well, because she's got such an English style. I mean, they're so diametrically opposed, but it works so well.
My shadow follows me wherever I shall. your chance to go. John McGon did say, and if you should chance to meet me as I wander to and fro, sad would be your day. My life is mine, and the guns they shine to take what goes before me. Never shall I fall. Ideals of peace, of gold, which fools have found upon the plains of war. I shall destroy them. Queen of Scots. She threw herself on the mercy of Elizabeth I of England while she was fleeing her enemies, and turned out to be a bit of a mistake. She was 18 years in prison before Elizabeth finally signed the death warrant. And Sandy wrote this piece about the evening before the execution. We like cheerful subjects. Thank you. has gazed from castle windows o'er to see the daylight passing within her captive walls, and no one to heed her call. The evening light is fading within the dwindling sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone, and the last of all the young birds flown. Her days of precious freedom forfeited long before, to live such fruitless years behind the guarded door. But those days will last no further than these islands or the lonely Fotheringay. Special, extra, wonderful moment. Someone who worked with Ike and Tina Turner did the first recording of First Cut is the Deepest from Cat Stevens. Worked with Nick Drake and Roger Waters, loads of other people. Please welcome to the stage the wonderful, talented P.P. Arnold. Thank you.
Good evening, London. My first song is gonna be I'm a Dreamer. When I see you, I can't imagine what it's like to be you. It's a mystery to me every day, and I've got to get away. I put a bet on with the bookie for the it's lovely at this time of year. So they say that I've got to get away. Yeah. I'm a dreamer, and you know I'm a schemer with an eye for a show. It's my imagination when I get low.
So the very first record I bought with my my own pocket money was an Island Records sampler called Nice Enough to Eat. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It cost 15 shillings and sixpence, one or two of you may remember. I was 14 years old. I can't remember how many times I had to wash my dad's car or go to the off-license for my mum to earn 15 and six. But the first track on that album was a Fairport track, and I adored it from the very beginning. And later that same year, Lesion Leaf was released, which changed my life. So it's a very exciting and scary thing to be up here tonight. My friend, I know you've suffered, even though you are still young. Why was it you who would not take help from anyone? Oh, it's true, it's very true.
I was a huge Fothering Gay fan too, so, you know, Jerry playing guitar next to me is it's scary.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself, like, break for a solo, Jerry Donahue. I'm like, what's going on?
It's really a great vibe to revisit those songs. I really had to relearn them again, you know, just reacquaint myself with the tunes. But it is a very special feeling. It's one of the happiest moments of my career working with Sandy.
I was never around to see Sandy because Sandy died in the 70s. But I grew up with their music because my dad was in Fairport with Sandy. So I'd grown up with Sandy's voice. But you will have the better of them, and I will have the better. kind of poignant for it to come full circle, in the sense that if Sandy could see us what we're doing now, she'd find it weird that Ashley's son was doing her music, I suppose.
Fences are all broken down. You laugh at me on funny days, but mine's the sleight of hand. And don't you know I am a joker of this scene?
No, it's my great honour to introduce you to my friend from New York City. She's so ragged, you're going to love her. Jonas Policewoman.
One of the songs that I'm doing is No More Sad Refrains. And when I was practicing this song at my house on my piano, like, I had to work to not, like, start crying in the middle of singing it, because even though the lyric is quite, if you just read it, it sounds positive, but with the music, oh God, it's just heart-wrenching.
Here comes the morning, how it pleases. It always brings me something new. comes when today's are over. I mean to set myself upon my feet. I've seen me as something that I have never been, and I'll pick up the pieces that will make the girl
One of the things that I love the most about Sandy Denny's music is its ability to transcend generations. And I'd like to introduce you to my son on second violin, Egan Stoney, at age 5. So this, to me, this song really sums up what Sandy means to me, at least. It's called Don't Stop Singing.
Okay, one, two, one, two, three. It's the first day that's so hard.
central heating pipes are banging. I think it needs the car, but if I keep up with my singing, I won't be wondering where you are. I won't be wondering where you are. So don't stop singing, don't stop singing.
I've got a sad song for you. You're surprised about that, you know. There's some sad songs kicking around in Sandy's back catalogue, but they're also great songs, a lot of them. So this is called Bushes and Briars. Believe it, it's so cold, and there ain't been no snow. The sound of music, it comes to me from every place I go. Sunday morning, there's no one in church, but the clergy's chosen man. He is fine, I won't worry about him. He's got the book in his hand. Well, there's a bitter east wind and the fields are swaying, the crows around their nests, and I wonder what he's in there saying to all those souls at rest. I see the path and the key to the door, and the clergy's chosen man. Where are they now, thistles and thorns among the sand? Well, I wonder if he knows I'm here, watching the briars grow. And all these people beneath my shoes, I wonder if they know. There was a time when every last one knew a clergy's chosen man. Where are they now, thistles and thorns among the sand? I can't believe it, it's so cold, there ain't been no snow. The sound of music, it comes to me from every place I go. Sunday morning, there's no one in church, but the clergy's chosen man. Bushes and briars, thistles and thorns among the sand.
Who knows where the time goes? It's sort of such a well-known song that kind of had a life of its own and ended up being covered by an extraordinary amount of people.
It's just a fantastically shaped, from a, you know, a kind of songwriter's point of view, that's a pretty stunning piece of work.
It's definitely a landmark song, the song that in some ways defines her.
The amazing thing is she wrote that when she was very young, amongst the first batch of songs that she ever wrote. I think it's one of the greatest songs that there is.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go?
Before the winter fire,
I'm not afraid to die.
I think the idea was to get different approaches on the songs. You have to strip the song back to the bones to reinterpret, and that's, I think that's what everybody's kind of done. Joan's version of No More Sad Refrains is very, very touching. And then at the other end, you've got P.P. Arnold doing Take Me Away in a completely different style. So it's really nice that the songs are being looked at on a different perspective.
Sandy certainly will be remembered, and I think, you know, as far as I can tell, respect for her is growing.
Her singing is so tender, but she's got balls, you know, she's totally got balls.
She's special today and will be for a lot more days to come. She was a very funny person, you know, she was very, very bright, very quick, which is very funny. And, most of the stuff I couldn't possibly tell you.
That sweet love is so hard to find. Look around, these are troublesome times. The sun beats down on our hunger and thirst, and soon all be over if we let it be worse. Take me away. Take me away, baby. Take
Thank you.